Hi all, this is Arisa. Welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. Glad that you made it here. Do you use Bluetooth often? In the video today, it talks about the wireless standard, Bluetooth. From headphones to keyboards, printers to game controllers, we all use it. Date back time without social media and AirDrop, Bluetooth is also the most common way for us to send pictures and music. However, Bluetooth transfers data much slower than Wi-Fi and doesn't work really well all the time. Why does it still suck after all these years? The host explained it in the video and also teach you how to make the sending quality better. Okay, before clicking the video right away, don't forget that we still need to finish our pronunciation challenge. So let's get into the sentence of the day right now. These frequencies don't require devices to have an FCC license to operate on them. This makes the band attractive to manufacturers because they don't have to deal with the FCC. Let's make it slower. These frequencies don't require devices to have an FCC license to operate on them. This makes the band attractive to manufacturers because they don't have to deal with the FCC.
Alright, 接下来呢就到了我们的单字解说。首先第一组单字是由 require 所带领的。require 这个单字大家应该不太陌生，它是一个动词。英文的定义的话就是 to have need of something or a demand for something。中文就是需要、要求的意思。我们的例句像是这一个。This urgent case requires me to take immediate action.This urgent case requires me to take immediate action.
这个紧急的案子需要我采取立即的行动。再来的这个字是一个名词，它跟 require 长得非常像，不过呢加了 ment, requirement,
requirement.
Requirement 是必要条件、需求的意思。英文的定义可以说 a need or necessity, or something that is demanded. 例句的话，我们来参考一下这一句哦。One of the requirements of this position is related working experience. One of the requirements of this position is related working experience.
这项职位的其中一项需求是相关的工作经验。所以 requirements 在不管求职啊或是一些缴交的文件上面都会用这个字去告诉你需要做什么你才可以去申请或是去投这个职缺，是一个蛮常见的单字哦。
接下来第二个字呢是 attractive, attractive. Attractive 是一个形容词。英文的定义是 arousing interest or engaging one's thought, or providing pleasure or delight, especially in appearance or manner.
中文就是有吸引力的、引人注目的。这个字呢蛮常使用的。接下来这个例句大家可以听听看哦。
Dora has not only good appearance, but also an attractive personality. Dora has not only good appearance, but also an attractive personality.
有没有很羡慕 Dora? 这一句的中文呢就是 Dora 不仅有好看的外表，也有着吸引他人的性格。所以 attractive 这个字你在自我介绍的时候你也可以摆进去，比如说
Hi, I'm Arisa. I'm an easygoing person and people always say I have an attractive personality.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Arisa. 我是一个很随和的人，然后大家都说我有个吸引人的个性。这样自己讲也不要害羞，你也不一定是一个性格是 attractive, 你也可以说你觉得某项事物是 attractive, 是吸引你的，也是有帮助在你在自我介绍的时候，如果词穷就可以用这个字去做一个开头。
接下来在这个群组里面还有两个字，一个是 attract,
attract,
attract 是一个动词，那它的中文就是吸引。英文可以说 to draw by appealing to the emotion or senses, by stimulating interest or by exciting admiration,
就是你深深被一些很棒的一些东西所吸引住。那例句我们就用 Simon 来造个句子吧。
Simon is attracted to the plot of the movie.Simon is attracted to the plot of the movie.
Simon 被电影情节所吸引。再来是一个名词叫做 attraction,
attraction.
Attraction 中文是观光胜地或是吸引力。
When someone or something with a magnetic charm or appealing power.
The main attraction of the novel is the detective and the unexpected storylines. The main attraction of the novel is the detective and the unexpected storylines.
这本小说的主要吸引力在于侦探和难以预料的故事情节。那刚才说观光胜地嘛，所以有些人如果在路上遇到游客在问你的话，可以说 Where is the tourist attraction? 加一个观光的字在前面，就变成一个观光胜地的意思了。接下来第三组单字叫做 manufacturer。Manufacturer 是一个名词，它的中文叫做制造业者、厂商。英文来讲就是 a person, a group or a company that owns or runs a production plant， 就是一个在生产制造这个线路上的人啊，或是群组，或是一个公司，就叫做 manufacturer。那我们现在就来造一个句子吧，大家来听听看哦。You should complain to the manufacturer if the quality of goods aren't good. You should complain to the manufacturer if the quality of goods aren't good. 若产品的品质不佳，你应该向制造业者表达不满。接着这个单字呢，就是 manufacturer 的 R， 把它去掉，叫做 manufacture。manufacture 它是一个动词，意思就是大量制造、加工或是捏造。英文来讲的定义就是 The making of goods or wares by manual labor or by machinery, especially on a large scale, 就是很大量的去制造，用劳力去做工的这件事情，就叫做 manufacture。 赶快来听听我们的例句吧。这一句叫做 The factory manufactures steel. The factory manufactures steel. 这座工厂大量制造钢， S-T-E-E-L 就是钢的意思。最后一个群组的单字是由 deal 所带领的，用长音去发音哦。deal 这个单字不仅可以当作名词，也可以当作动词。先来看一下当作动词的话，它的英文定义会怎么说。To take actions or give out something. It usually goes with the prepositions with. You can say deal with something. 当作动词的话就是处理、分配的意思，通常会跟介系词 with一起使用，所以你可以说要处理某件事情就是 deal with something， 后面就是加你想要处理的那件事情。好，那例句的话我们来参考一下。 The NGO deals out food and water to those in need. The NGO deals out food and water to those in need. 非营利组织将食物跟水分配给需要的人。接着名词的部分英文可以怎么看呢？就是当你要说是一个好的交易的话， You can say it's a good bargain or transaction， 就是交易的意思啦。那例句就是这样子。 I think I got a good deal in the second hand store. I think I got a good deal in the second hand store. 我觉得我在二手商店得到一笔好交易。对， second hand 就是很直译的翻，就是二手商店的意思。那你觉得你买到一个很划算的一个东西，你可以说 Wow, it's a good deal， 就是好棒哦，我有赚到的感觉。 OK， 接下来呢是一个名词叫做 dealer。 dealer 那英文可以这么说，是 a person who buys and sells articles without altering their condition， or a trader, especially a wholesaler， or in other hands you may say a player who distributes cards in a card game。好，中文呢讲白了就是业者，那也有人用作是毒品贩子。再来就是在你在玩扑克牌游戏的时候，发牌的那个人就是 dealer， 发牌者的意思。我们造的例句呢可以这样说， Sandra got a dealer's discount when buying the coat. Sandra got a dealer's discount when buying the coat. Sandra 在买这件大衣的时候用了员工折扣。再来最后两个要补充的是两个片语，那这两个片语呢，一个是 deal with it， 认清现实， face the reality and figure something out。 当一个人跟你说 Hey, it's Monday tomorrow again, I don't want to work， 你就可以跟他说 deal with it。 他跟你说哎，明天是礼拜一，我不想去上班，你就会跟他说 Hey, 认清现实，就是明天还是得要乖乖起床去工作，deal with it。 再来呢第二个，也就是最后一个片语要补充的，叫做 it's a deal。 It's a deal， 一言为定， to make a promise to someone，
So when your mom tells you, hey, I will buy you a laptop once you get 990 in TOEIC, if you think this makes sense, you may say, okay, it's a deal. It's a deal.
当你的妈妈跟你说，如果你在多益考到990分的金色证书，我就买给你一台笔电，你就可以说一言为定。
对，如果你是有自信，也觉得这是一个 good deal 的话，你就可以说 it's a deal, 就是一言为定，然后乖乖去念书吧。
Alright, that's all for the vocabularies today. Let's read the sentence one more time. These frequencies don't require devices to have an FCC license to operate on them. This makes the band attractive to the manufacturers because they don't have to deal with the FCC.
Thanks for joining the pronunciation challenge today. Leave the comment below and share me your Bluetooth experiences along the recording. I will see you guys next time. Bye bye!